Well, as towns and villages across the country prepare for the return of St. Patrick's Day parades, turns out that many of them have had to postpone again this year due to a lack of volunteers and marshals to help out on the day. Also, the short lead-in time after the lifting of COVID restrictions has left many towns scrambling to be ready for March 17th.
I go to Robertson National School and my name is Zoe. I lead the band and I am a drum major.
What does that involve? What do you have to do?
Well, you hold a mace and you have to flourish and lead the band and show them where they're going.
10-year-old Zoe McElhinney can't wait to lead the Moinpipe Band around the Diamond in Donegal Town 10 days from now. But for a while there last month, it looked as if there'd be no post-COVID parade return due to lack of volunteers.
We called a meeting in the Central Hotel. And I don't know, was it people maybe afraid not to come out or whatever? But anyway, we only had six, and three of them were myself, my brother and my daughter India.
That's Donegal Town Mayor and parade organiser Pádraig Kennedy. And this is his brother, Jonathan.
I think it's been going on for a long time. It's always, sure, somebody else will do it. And somebody, you know, it's not really my thing. I'm not really interested in that there. You know, we've been involved in the community purely for the love of our community. We've nothing to gain from it from a business. We're not business people or anything.
But when word went out that the parade was off, new volunteers came forward to rescue it. Now the pressure is on to meet the March 17th deadline.
We'll be working smart, you know, rather than harder to get this one done, because we really are against the time on it at this stage, but we'll get it done.
So what are you planning?
Well, now, Carol, I can't tell you that. That's a secret. It's always top secret, and there'll be big competition between us all.
Elaine McEnaw, sales and marketing manager at the town's Castle and Abbey Hotels, says the parade is a huge draw for overseas visitors.
We would actually have Scottish in-house at the moment, and we would have Americans coming in St. Patrick's Day. We actually have a small group of guests. So we have quite a mix of international visitors coming in as well as our own domestic visitors, yes.
2 years without parades has damaged businesses. Raymond Rooney of Donegal Town Business Focus Group can't imagine what a third year would do.
It would have been an absolute disaster if it didn't go ahead. It's a real focal point for the start of the summer, mid-March, so it really kicks off our summer season, and Donegal Town would be a destination town for holidaymakers.
The struggle to get new St. Patrick's Day committees and volunteers together post-COVID is countrywide. Navan is Meath's biggest parade, but festival chair Councillor Pádraig Fitzsimons says sadly it won't be back in time for this year.
Yeah, unfortunately we're not able to go ahead with the St. Patrick's Day parade in Navan this year. In Navan, our parade could cost anything from maybe 8,000 to 13,000 or 14,000 depending, and we weren't able to fundraise for the last couple of years either, so it's more and more difficult to find the money and to find the people to get involved.
How big an issue is the liability?
Big issue. Got to the stage that we struggled 2 years ago to get liability, nearly up until close enough to the day itself. And I suppose if you don't have liability, if something happens on the day, your committee are the ones who are liable.
Insurance and a lack of time and volunteers mean no parades in several more towns, including Mullingar, Greystones and Carrigaline. A wake-up call for communities, says Donegal's Jonathan Kennedy.
You know, this is your community as well as ours. You know, it's time for you to get involved as well. It's a good way of meeting people, and it's an awful lot of work for a few people, but it's not a lot of work for a lot of people, you know, and the more people that come in, and we were surprised the last day, even there's established businessmen come into the meeting, probably the first meeting that they would have come into the last night. They've offered us vans, trailers. There's four gentlemen now, they're businessmen in town here. And they said they'll take control of all the barriers and all the cones.
Leading a band requires skill and time, but Zoe McElhinney is confident.
Will you remember what to do after 2 years off?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get it because we were practicing a wee bit.
And that was Zoe McElhinney of the Moinpipe Band speaking to me there in Donegal Town.